Okay, I'm now recording, and I have Mike Seifert on the line here with Franklin International Adhesives.
Franklin International is
Okay.
the actual company name.
Okay.
And we manufacture a variety of adhesives. I'll say mainly two different kinds. That would be liquid adhesives like wood glues.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure-sensitive adhesives and so forth, and high-viscosity mastics, caulks, sealants,
okay.
Construction adhesives, and so forth.
Okay, all right. And how long have you been in business there?
We've been here in business since 1935,
oh my
so
gosh.
75 years.
Okay, and how large a company is it?
We have about 380 people on site here. We do in the neighborhood of about 160 million in volume a year.
Okay.
I would ask you to keep that confidential. We are family owned and operated,
okay.
Privately held.
Okay. Is the do you have a packaging engineer now, or is this a new position?
We do have one. He's actually a project engineer that, because of the needs we have, he's been doing all of his projects in the packaging areas.
I see, but he's not necessarily a dedicated packaging engineer that went to packaging school?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
He just had a good collection of skills and background that, lent himself towards being, the expert there. He took the projects on, figured things out, and one of the skills that he's got that's very important with us also is he gets along with everybody from the plant floor to maintenance and other engineers, people on the outside. Very much obviously a needed skill in a job like that.
Right, right. And so would this person report to you or report up to him, or how would that work?
Well, actually, he's leaving, and the reason he's leaving is because of family obligations. He obviously he really struggled because he loves the job here, but he's had some illnesses with his parents and his wife's as well, so they have chosen to move back to Wisconsin.
I see. I see.
So we're replacing him with somebody that we are going to devote to packaging effectively full-time.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any idea what the salary range will be for this position?
Yeah, I would say it's I started writing everything out here. In fact, what I'll do is I've got a profile started. Once I finish that, I will route that to you.
Okay.
The range would be 70 to 85.
Okay.
And we also have profit sharing here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give me a quick second, I'll tell you what the average has been here.
Okay.
For that, we profit sharing is one of the aspects of it for the calculation is the base. So a difference in your base salary
mm-hmm.
would impact your amount of profit sharing.
Is it a percentage usually, roughly?
It's yes. It is. I'll send you the details on that as well. It's a three-legged calculation. One of the legs of which is your base salary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And over the course of 8 years, the average has been about 6,000. Now, that includes several years that were very lean back in 08 and 09.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But last year, it would have been over 11,000. And
oh.
Thus far this year, it's about 8,000. So we're doing a little better this year than last year.
So it's sort of like between 12 and 15%.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's been the last couple years.
Right. How many years of experience are you looking for, Mike?
We're looking for a person, first of all, who has a BS in packaging or chemical or mechanical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like at least 3 years of project management experience. So mm-hmm. if they came out of school and they started into project management and then had a focus, at least to an extent, on packaging equipment, then 3 years would be okay. But the 3 years of project management experience with a focus on packaging, that would be the optimum.
Okay, and this would be packaging primary development and design?
It would be evaluation the speccing of the equipment, managing the project, helping qualify the supplies, the corrugated, the bottles, and all that, along with oversight of the contractors who are involved in installation of equipment, and really optimization as well. That's probably the key, being able to optimize what we've got and optimize the process with additional equipment.
Okay, now you mentioned equipment a couple times here. Is equipment the bigger focus of this job, validation, capital acquisitions, and making sure the equipment is all working harmoniously? Is that the basic major part of the job?
I would say yes. And I think what might be good is for us to arrange a call that you can speak with the hiring manager. I'm not the hiring manager.
Oh, what is your title there?
VP of HR.
Oh, okay.
And the corporate engineering manager or director is not here this afternoon, but I think it'd be good for you to get in
okay.
phone call with him.
Well, now, most of the packaging engineers that we deal with, and we've got, we've been doing it about 33 years now, and that's all we do is the packaging, but the vast majority, probably 97, 98% of them do primary package design and development. That's their main focus. And then the people that usually get into the equipment side, the validation and capital acquisitions and making sure all that runs well, they're usually mechanical engineers, and that might represent 2 or 3% of what we do.
Okay.
So that's why I asked you if the equipment was the bigger piece of this rather than the primary package design and development.
I think the design and development of the process is the key. We have a full staff of engineers here. I guess we got about 9 total who can help with equipment and if there's any related pumps and electricals and DCS and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can assist with that, and this individual will certainly begin to gain that knowledge if they don't have it now. But being able to optimize the packaging process, troubleshoot the equipment, and again, help spec out equipment that would augment the process and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's really.
Now, did you have some of this written up, you said?
Yes, I do. And as a matter of fact, I will get with the hiring manager and I'll make sure that he reviews all this and adds anything that might help you.
Now, have you looked at my website by any chance?
Yes,
There's a good example of the jobs that we currently are working on, and all of those have lots of bullets and lots of description that the companies all supply, but that would tell you pretty much what our normal flow is. Now, we got one recently, number 3846, which is more of the equipment side, which is the one I mentioned when I say maybe 2 or 3% of our business gets into that mode. It sounds like you're leaning, though, towards the packaging engineer who also interfaces with the equipment.
Yes.
Okay.
And has project management experience.
Okay.
And, projects might be small, they might be large, but somebody who has done capital projects of some kind.
All right. Are you able to relocate?
Yes, we are. We got a full package, and I will also send that information to you.
Okay. And I assume you're ready to go forward as soon as possible?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Are you using other agencies as well?
No, at this time, we are not. I want to give you a call first. I heard about the job this morning, and...
How did you find out about us?
Well, we have a stable of recruiters, 2 or 3 who know us very well, who help us with chemists and engineers, process engineers, but this is the first time we've gone out looking specifically for a packaging engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a Google search, and you came up near the top, and I clicked on it, and it looked good.
So. Okay, good. Well, it's good to hear. Well, I appreciate that very much. Well, we will be definitely very interested in trying to help you out. Of course, we will try to find people that are local that don't have to relocate. I had a gentleman in Columbus, in fact, who comes to mind, who is also with a company that does adhesives.
Okay.
A company called Elmer's.
Yep.
I don't know if he's still looking or not, but I'm going to reach out to him. And that would be, I don't suppose you have any can't hire from Elmer's clause in anything. I mean, you don't have a problem with that, I hope.
No, the only company that we've got a gentleman's agreement with is Ashland Chemical.
Oh, okay.
They're a vendor of ours. They're also a customer of ours, and okay. We work with them closely on different projects. So we've kind of agreed to, you know, we don't steal yours, you don't steal ours kind of
right,
thing.
Right. Now, we also, do you have an agreement you need me to sign, or would you like me to give you our agreement, or do you need an agreement? I do a lot of verbal handshakes on these, but I'm more than happy to do an agreement.
Yeah, well, why don't you send us your, typical boilerplate agreement?
Okay.
I would think that'll be fine.
Yep, okay. I will do that. And what is your email address, Mike?
It's Mike Seifert, MikeSyfert.
Mm-hmm.
No dots or dashes in there.
Mm-hmm.
At franklininternational.com.
franklininternational.com. And your phone number again, just so I can write it in the same spot. I did call you, but I'll write it on this piece of paper. What is it again? Best number to reach at?
Sure, yeah. 614.
Yep.
445. 1433.
1433. All right. I will. We're getting near the end of the week here, the end of the day. So probably, between now and Monday, I'll start preparing everything from my end. I'll promise you that by Monday morning, you'll have my agreement. And then I will. In fact, I'll probably have it to you before that. But we will then write up the job once you give us the details that you want us to post so that we have something to share with people. And then I usually write up a small company profile on every company I work with. Just, it gives the location, it gives a little bit of the history, and it's just information that's normally available out there on the internet anyway, but all put in a consolidated one area so people can easily refer to it.
Sure.
And I send that out once I've got a candidate that is interested to the candidate. And once I write that up, I will share that with you and ask you if you want to add or take anything away from that. But I won't put your dollars in there in terms of how much revenue because you said not to. But I will mention the size of the company and the age of the company.
Sure. Yeah. That is all available. We do have a corporate introduction on our website.
Mm-hmm.
franklininternational.com, so I would think everything that you would need for that would be right there.
Right. By the way, I appreciate you saying you thought the website helped. I did that myself, that website, so I was hoping that it would be a good, fishing line, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things that stood out when I look, you always wonder who are
the people
that you're talking to and what kind of jobs do they search, and you've got all that out there, so it was easy to make a choice to call you.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. All right, well, what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and send you an email, just kind of recapping this, and it'll probably be the email that has the agreement as well, because I have that boilerplated.
Good, then I will send you, what I'll send is the profile that I've got to this point, along with the relocation.
Okay.
I'll also include a brief overview of our benefit package.
Very good, very good. And you have my email address, I assume, if you went to my site, but if you don't, I'll give it to you.
Is it jeff@qsjobs.com?
Yes, it is.
Great.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, and I hear you called Tony first.
Yeah, I just picked somebody out. I looked at, actually what I did, I looked at the bios, and I thought, oh, he likes to golf and garden and read. That's stuff I do, I'll call Tony.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that because, you know, obviously, you know, he is just as he says he is there. And so, and any candidate that he would have, you would be talking, or your person would be talking with him.
Okay.
Now, would we be sending the resumes to you or to the hiring manager or to both or?
Yeah, probably to me. I am here and not always locked into the office, but, you know, normally, whereas Dave, the hiring manager, he's always out and about and in the plant, so he's tough to get a hold of, but I know how to get a hold of him. So.
Okay, and Dave is, what's David's name complete?
Dave, last name is S-A-Y-R-E, Sayre.
Okay, and his title, engineering manager?
Director of Corporate Engineering.
Okay, great. All right, do you have any other questions for me?
At this point, I don't think so. No.
Okay, well, if you do, you call, and I, if I'm not available, I'll call back as quickly as I can.
Okay.
And on my my email signature, I'll have my weekend cell number on there if you ever need to reach me after hours. And if I can't pick up, I won't, but if I can, I will. And more and more, you know, the smartphone becomes more of a business tool, and I find myself doing work wherever I'm at, but it works out okay.
Yeah, there's good points and bad points about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it used to keep me locked in the office. I said I didn't want a smartphone because I wanted to be able to separate and go away. But now that I have one, I find that it allows me the flexibility of going somewhere if I need to and still keeping in touch and doing everything I need to do. So it's freed me up rather than made me, you know, it's the opposite of what I worried about.
To hear, because I don't even have a cell phone yet. So.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well, if you get a smartphone, you'll be blown away. They can do so many things; it's unbelievable.
I can imagine.
But if you can also not have one and have your life not have all that interruption, that's good too. I envy you. Very good talking to you, Mike.
Yeah. Same here. And I'll send this information to you. And if we get started first of next week, that will be great.
Okay, that's great. And I will tell you that we also, if we have a search that we're not getting traction with getting enough results on, we will reach out to two of our friendly competitors who also are in this space. They're also ranked up there in the top. And it's sort of like multiple listings with real estate. We will help you through them helping us. And we do that back and forth to help each other. So you're actually getting more lines in the water than just ours if we need it.
Great. Okay. That all sounds good.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Bye now.
See ya.
Bye.